This song, Industry, is the first one you hear on Indiana, the major label debut recording for 24-year-old singer, pianist, and songwriter John McLaughlin. The lyrics of the opening track reveal more than a little trepidation about the prospects of life in the music biz.
My debut's coming soon. You already know what I'm gonna do. You got my time on a dotted line, but you show up invited, and before I sign it, someone say I'm not making mistakes, but please don't be fake.
John McLaughlin joins us from the studios of member station KUOW in Seattle. Welcome to the program, John.
Thank you so much for having me.
Is it true an Island record talent scout discovered your music on the internet?
It was on the internet. It was a girl named Danny Buncher. It's one of those totally random, right place at the right time kind of stories, which I always hated hearing when I was dreaming of being signed to a major label. And, you know, you would hear these stories of how people got their shot. You know, they were washing Clive Davis's tires, you know, and some, you know, and then they got signed or whatever. Some story that totally doesn't help anyone out at all, you know. It doesn't give me anything to go with, but that's what I ended up with. She discovered the music on the internet and kind of waited it out. She knew I was in college, and I just randomly happened to come up and play some shows in New York after I graduated from college, and she was up there and got in touch, and here we are.
So how's the what Joni Mitchell called the star maker machinery treating you so far?
The machinery is very kind and good so far. During college, I did a ton of writing, and I was completely engulfed in music and studying piano at the same time. And as Gavin DeGraw would come out, and all these other, you know, singer-songwriter guys coming out and playing piano, you know, and The Fray comes out and they're getting big, and Ben Folds is still out there doing his thing. I was kind of getting worried. It was like, by the time I get my chance, it's going to be like just another piano player out there, you know. But I think that overall, for sure, it's definitely more of a rarity to have a piano player be, you know, the front man. But, you know, I'm glad that it's a growing trend.
When Ben Folds first hit the scene, he didn't have a drummer. I mean, he basically, you know, used the piano as a rhythm instrument as well as one mm-hmm. that played melody. And you are a big fan of his, especially I read your his CD, Whatever and Ever, Amen. Mm-hmm. What did you hear in that recording that kind of just stuck with you?
You know, I can remember the exact place where I was the first time I heard Ben Folds 5 for the first time. I was in a friend of mine's car. It was my freshman year of high school. We were on our way to a ski trip. He had Whatever and Ever Amen in the CD player, and the first song I heard was Brick.
She's a brick and I'm drowning slowly off the coast and I'm heading nowhere.
I was obsessed with the CD. I took it on the ski trip. I listened to it the whole weekend. You know, it was like the first time that I had heard music that was like exactly what I wanted. I had obviously always listened to Billy Joel and Elton John and Harry Connick, but this was, you know, a young guy out right at that time, just traveling around with a three-piece, and just the how everything was so centered around the piano. This is a guy out there doing what I want to do and doing it really well.
Is there something about what you heard that actually now has been translated onto your new recording?
The biggest thing that I take from Ben Folds is he has this honesty that I really admire. You definitely get this sense that he said exactly what he wanted to say right there.
Is there a song on this CD that you think comes close to that for you?
Actually, the song Indiana is probably as good as I can do it. Expressing the emotion that was behind that song, that's as good as I got, expressing exactly what it was I was feeling in a song.
I'm glad I never lived next to the water, so I could never get used to the beach.
Indiana is a tribute to your home state. You're from Anderson. So what is it that you want us to know about your home state?
Well, I had never really been away from Indiana for an extended period of time. So, you know, once you get away from your home, you kind of get to see it in a different light. And traveling around, I was getting to miss Indiana for the first time. I was getting to see, you know, how Indiana differs, you know, in the Midwest as well. Just kind of the pace of life differs from other areas of the country and modes of thinking. And I was getting to, you know, kind of defend Indiana for the first time. And through all that, I kind of took ownership of it, just kind of owned up to it and got to see it and value it for what it is.
But I love the miles between me and the city, where I quietly imagine every street. And I'm glad I'm only picturing the moment. I'm glad she never fell in love with me.
You know, your name is not unfamiliar. The famous guitarist. Mm-hmm. You know, getting your name out there, any trouble, people confuse you?
On a daily basis.
Really?
Yeah. There have been several occasions where, the worst being a couple years ago in Memphis. I'd never even been to Memphis before, and we pull up at this club. I'm obviously, you know, my stomach is churning because I'm so nervous that no one's going to come to the show. I pull up, and there's this crowd of people, like a line at the door. I'm ecstatic. And of course they spelled my name wrong on the marquee, but they always spell my name wrong, you know, so I don't give it a second thought. They put an H there.
Right, because you're J-O-N.
Yeah. I'm J-O-N, and they spell it J-O-H-N, like Mahavishnu, John McLaughlin. And so we get in the club, and the club owner comes over, and she's obviously very irritated. And she's like, which one of you is John? You know, and I'm like, you know, because of that line outside, I'm so proud. I'm like, this is the greatest day. I love Memphis. And I'm like, hey, I'm John. And she's like, you need to change your name. I'm like, she's like, I've had the worst week of my life with people calling me every day saying, is John McLaughlin Mahavishnu Orchestra really coming to the High Tone Cafe? So, you know, we had to tell this line of people, no, I'm just some chump kid from Indiana coming down here to play my keyboard. So, but a couple of people stuck around, and it was a great night.
John McLaughlin, his new CD, Indiana, is on the Island label, and he joined us from the studios of member station KUOW in Seattle. Thanks a lot. Good luck.
Oh, thank you very much. My pleasure.
You can hear full audio cuts from John McLaughlin's Indiana on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.